This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I took a road trip a couple of weeks back with Jim Fallows from The Atlantic, just getting out and about, except this time we're taking a plane.
St. Paul Ground, Cirrus 435, Sierra Romeo at St. Paul Flight Center.
Jim's plane. He and his wife Deb are flying from small town to small town in their own single-engine four-seater, with me tagging along every now and then.
Minneapolis Center, it's 435 Sierra Romeo. We're with you, 3,500.
It's part of a series we're doing with Jim and Deb and The Atlantic called American Futures, about what this country and the American economy look like right now. Because as he and I talked about in the plane that day, when you're flying around at 3,500 feet,
there's a view of the world. You get this way, you simply can't get any other way.
You can go places and learn things you might ordinarily miss.
Oh, I'll show you something else. Click the 100 low LED. Shows you the current gas prices at all the airports.
Look at that.
And in the process, you come to remember pretty quick that the American economy isn't all multinational corporations and monetary policy and Wall Street. It's what's happening with people and small businesses in towns and cities all over this country and how that connects us to the rest of the world. So we're going to start for this first trip with Jim in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which, whether we all realize it or not, is already part of our lives. From how we eat, to how we pay our bills, to how we grow our food.
Sioux Falls, runway 21, clear to land.
Before we get going, though, and bear with me here for a second, if you would, I'm going to go grocery shopping. All right, in we go. Whole Foods, Pasadena.
Oh, smells like Whole Foods.
All right, frozen foods aisle. Sioux Falls section. Oh, wait, is that it? Start healthy, right?
It looks for all the world like an egg muffin, but it's probably not. There you go. Product of Grand Prairie Foods, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 57103. Product of the USA, GrandPrairieFoods.com. This is going to cost me how much? $4.49. All right, let's give it a whack.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Sioux Falls approach, Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo. We've got Tango for landing.
Our first stop in American Futures.
Cirrus 5 Sierra Romeo, Sioux Falls approach, squawk 0.
Is Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
180 on the runway, contacting ground, point 9.
We park Jim's plane. It's a Cirrus SR-22 for the general aviation buffs among you. He arranges for gas and an engine oil change, and I get into a rental car and head downtown. Sioux Falls, population just about 160,000, and by the by, the center of your universe. All right, maybe I'm overstating things here, but not by a whole lot. Sioux Falls is closer to you, and you are closer to it than you know. Your credit card statements? Sioux Falls. The ethanol that some of you pump into your cars, quite possibly produced in Sioux Falls. And then your food, pork, from the giant packing plant in town, not far from the airport. And from a company called Grand Prairie, just a couple of miles from downtown. Had to wash my hands before they let me look around.
So these are automatic. You just put your hand under here.
All right.
Grab some soap. And you're supposed to sing the happy birthday song.
Happy birthday to me.
Grand Prairie doesn't have the name recognition that Kraft or Tyson does. But as CEO Kurt Loudenback told me, if you've ever eaten breakfast at a hotel, or if your kids eat school lunches, or if you've bought a frozen breakfast sandwich at Whole Foods like my shopping trip earlier, you've had their stuff.
What we're doing here is packaging scrambled eggs that'll be going into hotels all around the country.
So you mean all those hotels didn't make their own scrambled eggs?
Quiet. That's our dirty little secret.
You are actually putting me on.
It depends on the hotel.
The whole time Kurt was showing me around, I kept wondering how it is that a family-owned company in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, has brand-name multinationals knocking on its door and buying their products. How does that happen?
Well, the way it started was with a neighbor of ours that owned hotels. And I was mowing the grass one day, and he stopped his car and said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And I said, "Great. Hey, do you know anybody at Hampton Inn or Marriott Hotels that I can connect with?" And he sent me their email addresses, and I reached out to them and told them a little bit about what we have, and one thing led to another, and we ended up doing business with the Hamptons. And just by happenstance, I learned that they were looking for the egg products that we're doing, and so I just said, "Hey, I think I can do those."
Grand Prairie has about 85 people working there. It's been growing the past couple of years. Good, steady jobs. Which is part of the reason the unemployment rate here is so low, 3% low. And why people like this guy...
My name is Bidan Basnet.
Come here. Vidan is a refugee. He's from Bhutan in the Himalayas, and he was placed here by a social services group because of all the jobs that keep the unemployment rate so low. We talk while his wife and his sister made Bhutanese vegetable dumplings. You can hear him there in the background, I think. And we talked about his job at the packing plant. He makes ham, Smithfield ham, that you find in your grocery store.
And what do you do?
Discard the meat.
Discard the meat.
Yeah.
Is it a good job, do you think?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're not sure.
Yeah, not sure, because it's kind of hard job.
Tell me about it. What do you do every day?
He points to his thigh.
Thigh, yeah?
The ham. Bone of the ham.
You take the bone out of the ham.
Yeah.
So we get boneless ham from you.
Yeah.
Wow. And how many hams do you do every day?
Something like 5,000.
You do 5,000 hams a day?
Yeah.
You, just you?
Something like 3,000-4,000 per person.
Wow. Now, how much money do you make?
Per hour, I make $15.95.
$15.95.
But the work is too much hard. You can see my hand, see? It's like it's torn.
It's torn, it's blistered. Yeah, let me see.
There were calluses. They were the size of cough drops, the biggest ones you've ever seen. Like he said, just like stones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And that's from holding a knife?
Yeah.
So show me how you hold the knife. Like that. And you go like this?
Yeah, I do. We have to work like this, like 6 hours, 7 hours, sometimes 10 hours. We have to work like this fast. It's not danger to cut, but we have to work very fast.
There are so many immigrants and refugees in Sioux Falls now doing these kinds of jobs that the local school district has to think about how to teach kids from more than 60 different language backgrounds. 60. Spanish, no surprise here, is in the top 10. But so are Nepali and Swahili, Arabic, Somali, Amharic, spoken mostly in Ethiopia, and Vietnamese as well. People who've come to Sioux Falls from all over the world because they can get a job at Grand Prairie, for instance, making food for you. Which gets us, in a roundabout way, back to Los Angeles and my shopping trip and the microwave at Marketplace World headquarters.
Now, we're going to see how this thing actually tastes. And the interesting part of this is that when I was in Sioux Falls at Grand Prairie, I saw them making not these kind of eggs, but scrambled eggs going in a hopper by the, I don't want to say tons, but it was certainly by the hundreds of pounds of scrambled eggs, which is what that sort of looks like there. It's not bad.
American Futures, our road trip with Jim and Deb Fallows and their airplane, continues tomorrow. In the meanwhile, you can see where Jim and Deb have been and the things they saw of note en route, thanks to our interactive mapping partners at Esri. That's all on our website, as is Jim's blog of their adventures. Check it out. It's at marketplace.org.